Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome back to the show. Today is episode 650. My college son came home this week and I thought it might be interesting to or helpful for you parents of older kids out there or college kids to talk about this topic. How do we adjust to our kids coming home for the summer? When our kids go to college, their lives become different. They're no longer under our roof for the period of time that they're in college. They're creating their own schedule to a certain degree. They're managing their own time. They're making their own decisions. They're spending their free time in whatever ways they're choosing. They probably stay up much later than they used to when they lived at home. They may stay out much later than they used to when they lived at home. And so their patterns of behavior might be drastically different than what we were used to when they lived at home. And so it is effective or beneficial for everyone to give some consideration to what it might look like or what you envision when your college child comes home from school for the summer. Are they going to have a similar curfew to what they might have had when they were in high school? Is it going to be later? Are they going to have no curfew? Do you want them to check in with you before they go somewhere, let you know when they're coming home, where they're going to be, how much oversight or knowledge do you envision having about their comings and goings while they are living at home? I think that's probably one of the biggest adjustments that parents have to make. Kids become much more independent and free when they're at school, and then what does that look like when they come back home? In order to make that transition home as smooth as possible, I would encourage you to spend some time thinking about what your vision of their comings and goings and their life at home is going to look like, or what you would like it to look like when they're home for the summer, and then hear from them what their ideas might be about how they would like to see it, and then see if there's any common ground that you can find where you could come up with a structure that you both can live with. Because, you know, they're technically adults once they turn 18. And so, yes, they live in your home. Yes, you might pay for their college. So they still are attached to you in various ways, not just emotionally, but financially and otherwise. But they still are in a phase of life where they have more independence and freedom than they used to. So having them thinking they're going to snap right back to the way it was in high school is going to make for a rough transition back home for the summer. And so I encourage you, if your kids are coming home, to give some thought to that and have some open, productive conversations with your college student about how to make this summer enjoyable, pleasant, and something that you both can live with and feel good about. So that is what I wanted to share with you today. It's pretty quick and pretty short, but I thought it was really important to touch on this topic now that it is May and kids are coming back home. All right, that wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you make it a very communicative day for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.